This is Lindsay Dunn, Editor-in-Chief of Becker's Hospital Review. Today I am pleased to be joined by Dr. Miles Snowden, Chief Medical Officer of Optum. In his role with Optum, Dr. Snowden leverages his experience as a physician to help provider organizations engage physicians in efforts to prepare for value-based reimbursement and population health initiatives. Dr. Snowden, thank you for taking the time to speak with me today and share your expertise with our readers.
I am happy to do so.
For my first question, Optum has helped many organizations move towards a value-based model. What do you see as the critical steps a provider should take to be successful in this transformation?
Most of the providers who we have been working with in this transition from fee-for-service to pay-for-value have focused first on the generation of the new capital necessary to make the prudent investments later to be successful in managing broad populations of individuals. This iterative process of first generating new capital, then organizing around a new care delivery model, and then finally investing in new analytics and new population health management activities seems to be the process which has led to the most significant successes amongst our clients.
So how should an organization begin this transition to managing health?
First, a provider organization must determine what capital will be necessary to make the investment in the transition to a value-based reimbursement model. This is an important first step and one which is occasionally hurried or not subject to sufficient care and consideration. It includes reviewing operational processes which might be able to improve incrementally and allow the generation of some new capital. Working on such processes as patient throughput, medical necessity review, enhancing reimbursement and cash flow, simplifying clinical care, and automating coding and documentation. Focusing on these activities up front as you begin the journey to value-based reimbursement allows an organization to generate capital that can be later invested without disrupting other capital needs.
One of the steps that you initially mentioned, my first question, was the importance of designing a new care delivery model. And so what are the steps a provider should take in redesigning its care delivery model?
Our clients who have been successful in redesigning their care delivery models have focused on three domains of work. First, gaining consensus, establishing an agreement on the goal for the organization. Second, governance, assuring that there is accountability for achieving the goal. And third, structure, creating an alignment to the goal. Developing the consensus, governance, and structure seems critical for the success of our clients as they migrate to a value-based reimbursement model. I'll just add, particularly in the domain of structure, that it appears that three specific functions within the structure are necessary to assure the best possible outcome for these organizations in a contemporary value-based reimbursement world. First, that there be visible physician leadership. Second, there must be substantive key leadership, as technology is sometimes a significant stumbling block to success in value-based reimbursement models. And last, the structure must be one that provides for a continuous improvement process. It must be a learning organization. Over the course of a reimbursement arrangement, the quality measures necessary to achieve the fullest value-based reimbursement become increasingly aggressive, so that the organization must be one that is constantly improving its processes and its clinical outcomes in order to fully achieve the gain sharing that might be available to them.
Great. Well, thank you. Certainly some good advice for so many of the providers out there that are looking to make the shift towards value-based reimbursement. So thank you, Dr. Snowden, for your time and insight. Learn more about Optum at www.optum.com/journey or send an email to discover@optum.com with any questions you may have. Please make sure to regularly visit Becker's Hospital Review at www.beckershospitalreview.com for the latest business, legal, and clinical news and guidance for hospitals and health systems. Thank you for joining us.